proudly worn by soldiers of the 1st and 2nd Australian Imperial Force in both World Wars, the Rising Sun badge has become an integral part of the digger tradition. The distinctive shape of the badge, worn on the upturned side of a slouch hat, is commonly identified with the spirit of Anzacs. But not many people know the real origin of this badge. In February 1902, a badge was urgently sought for the Australian contingent raised after Federation for service in South Africa during the South African, or the Second Boer War. The most widely accepted version of the origin of this badge is the one that attributes the selection of its design to a British officer, Major General Sir Edward Hutton, the newly appointed Commander-in-Chief of the Australian Forces. Hutton had earlier received as a gift from Brigadier General Joseph Gordon, a military acquaintance of long standing, a trophy of arms composed of mounted cut-and-thrust swords and triangular Martini Henry bayonets that were arranged in a semicircle around the Royal Crown. To General Hutton, the shield was symbolic of the cooperation between the naval and military forces of the Empire. The badge now in place is actually the seventh pattern that's been designed through the years. You can clearly see how the current badge, and in fact all seven of the new designs, had indeed derived from the swords and the Royal Crown that was originally given to General Hutton.